Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into Linde's second quarter 2026 results, ticker LIN, the industrial gas giant.
Lots to unpack here, Alex. Records on one side, some real margin headaches on the other.
Exactly, but before we get into it, quick reminder. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good to have that out of the way. So let's start with the headline numbers.
Linde posted record sales and EPS this quarter, both growing near double digits. Sales came in at $9.3 billion, up 9% year-over-year and 6% sequentially. EPS hit $4.50, up 10% from a year ago.
And the backlog story is honestly the standout. It jumped by $1 billion to a record $8.1 billion, driven by a huge new electronics win in the U.S., advanced semiconductor fabs, tied right into the AI hardware build-out.
CEO Sanjeev Lamba was pretty upbeat about that pipeline. He said he expects the backlog to still finish the year with an 8 handle, meaning above $8 billion, even after they start up more than 20 projects worth about $1.3 billion in the back half.
That's the growth engine working exactly as designed. But here's the catch. Margins didn't cooperate this quarter.
Right. Operating margins, excluding cost pass-through, actually declined about 30 basis points year over year. And management wasn't shy about saying they're not satisfied with that.
The big culprit is their U.S. home care business, Lincare. CFO Matt White said the drag from that business is running about 30% higher than analysts had modeled. So more like $130 plus million of margin headwind this year, not the $100 million some are estimating.
That business has been fighting labor cost inflation and reimbursement policy changes. And interestingly, Sanjeev basically confirmed they're evaluating strategic options could mean partial or full divestiture down the road.
Which is a pretty significant signal. When a CEO says we're evaluating the strategic fit in part and as a whole, that's corporate speak for this could be sold.
Strip Lincare out, though, and the picture flips. America's margins would have actually been up 20 basis points. So the core gases business is healthy. It's really this one legacy healthcare unit dragging things down.
There's also a smaller mix effect. Higher hard goods and equipment sales, especially in packaged gas and electronics equipment in Asia Pacific, which are lower margin, but were framed as a good sign of manufacturing recovery.
Let's talk end markets, because there's some genuinely interesting texture here. Electronics was the star, 18% growth year over year, driven by AI-related hardware demand and project startups.
And there was a nugget most people probably missed. A Taiwan joint venture is investing roughly $800 million to build and operate air separation units and hydrogen production for new semiconductor and advanced packaging facilities. That's not even in the official backlog number.
Manufacturing was the fastest-growing industrial market, with aerospace alone contributing more than a third of that growth. And there's a real U.S. recovery narrative, packaged gas sales growing mid to high single digits, with hard goods up double digits.
Then there was the Strait of Hormuz question, which came up a few times in Q&A. Linde's helium supply has been disrupted by the broader Middle East situation, but Sanjeev said the team has actually used the disruption to sign new long-term helium customers, leveraging diverse supply sources.
Pricing on helium is improving, but the dislocation costs, basically the extra logistics expense of rerouting supply, are eating into the margin benefit for now. Management doesn't expect full normalization until early next year at the earliest.
And commercial space came up too. Still tracking toward that $1 billion-plus opportunity by 2030 that they've flagged before. Matt White also gave some color on a make versus buy dynamic. Certain space customers are vertically integrating on oxygen and nitrogen production, but not on hydrogen, since that requires more specialized process gas expertise.
Now let's get to guidance, because that's what most investors will care about most.
Third quarter guidance is $4.45 to $4.55 in EPS, representing 6% to 8% growth. Full-year guidance was raised at the bottom end to $17.70 to $17.90, or 8% to 9% growth. So the floor came up by a dime, but the ceiling stayed the same.
Importantly, management said they're keeping their back half assumptions conservative, no baked-in assumption of a broader economic recovery, even though they're starting to see, in Sanjeev's words, green shoots in select markets.
And on margins, Matt White hinted at additional cost actions being rolled out this quarter to get ahead of ongoing inflation pressure, with more detail expected on the October call.
So, what's the takeaway for investors here? On one hand, you've got a record backlog, strong secular tailwinds from electronics and AI infrastructure, and a management team explicit about targeting 8% to 12% EPS growth through their own actions, not relying on macro tailwinds.
On the other hand, this quarter is a reminder that even a well-run industrial gas leader has portfolio problem children. Lincare is a real, quantifiable drag, and how Linde resolves that, fix it, shrink it, or sell it, could be a meaningful catalyst either way over the next few quarters.
It's also worth watching that helium normalization timeline and whether the electronics backlog conversion stays on pace, since so much of the long-term growth story rests on those large-scale projects executing smoothly over the next 2 to 3 years.
Before we wrap, one more required note. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. So, bottom line, strong top-line momentum, a record backlog, but a margin story that management itself says needs work, and they've told us to watch for more detail on those cost actions come October.
We'll be back next quarter to see if that Lincare situation gets resolved and whether the electronics pipeline keeps delivering. Until then,
this has been Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.